This is Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Good morning, Ollie.
Good morning.
And you are Ollie Stoneman, I believe, is your full title?
That is my full title, yeah.
Well, tell me what you've done.
So I think it was a little while ago now, when I was at uni, I wrote a song called Queen of England, about the sort of person who walks into a room and then kind of the oxygen leaves the room and you can't really think about anyone else. They've kind of got that command over everyone and everything, and it's used the Queen of England as an analogy for that. And I thought, you know, at this time, and actually a lot of people got to text me and told me, you should play that song, you should tell someone about that song, because it's kind of quite fitting at the moment.
You are a songwriter, aren't you, and performer, Ollie? I think you were performing last night, weren't you?
Yeah, I was performing at Wine Gums Comedy. So it's been outside, it's been at the Orchard in Grantchester, and it's moving back inside because of the weather. Into the winter, so in October it's going to be back in the NTI Club in Cambridge, and I'll be playing there again.
Tell me the kind of things that you perform. What's your style of music?
Well, nowadays I play a lot, because it's kind of background music, I play a lot of jazz, but I'm quite inspired by the Beatles and kind of British Britpop and all those sorts of things from the past as well. So it's a bit of a mixture of kind of British music history, a bit of jazz, a bit of soul in there as well.
Oh, you've got good taste. Can't go wrong with a bit of the Beatles, can you? So were you outside last night?
We were outside last night. It wasn't especially warm, but I think everyone brought blankets and stuff, so it was all right. The artists, the comedians, some of them didn't dress for the occasion, but the rest of us did.
So they had to get on with it, did they, if they started getting cold?
Yeah, exactly.
You're a teacher, aren't you? Is it a primary school that you teach at?
So I teach at a secondary school. I'm a history teacher at a secondary school, so they don't know about my musical interests, so I hide that from them. But that obviously means that I talk about the Queen all the time, and kings and queens of England all the time as well.
So although you're teaching, it's not music you're teaching, it's history. Do you do any musical stuff at Swavesey?
Sometimes I'll play a song at the start or the end of the lesson. So if we're doing a revolution, I'll play Revolution by the Beatles, or The Times They're Changing by Bob Dylan or something like that. I try and include some music, but they don't always appreciate it if I sing along, so I kind of avoid that.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, because obviously my era, and I think I'm probably a fair bit older than you, but my era, kind of the 80s, I was quite young in the 60s, but I do love 60s music, soul and the Beatles and that sort of thing. And I find my kids very disrespectful, Ollie, about my musical taste. My son loves rap, and I know I'm getting old, because to me a lot of that sounds like a row. But do you find things like songs that are featured in films or commercials, things like that, sometimes you'll play something and you'll find out the kids actually know that song quite well? I find that with my son.
The most peculiar thing is, obviously, they're all on TikTok now, and they're going through TikTok, and every so often an excellent song from the past finds its way into their culture, and then, you know, when you do play it, they'll know it. So, for example, Bodie M. Rasputin is a song I play every year to my year nines, and suddenly they all know it, which is, I think, a good thing.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Yeah, TikTok is something. And Running Up That Hill, Kate Bush, of course, that was in Stranger Things.
Running Up That Hill, yeah.
Yeah, that became huge. And they kind of bring it to you and play it to you as if you'd never heard it. And you think, well, hang on a minute, that was a classic about 30 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. I think their music taste is actually improving with those sorts of apps. Putting kind of the best songs from the past into their lives.
Well, listen, let's play your song, Ollie. Thank you very much indeed for making contact with us and giving us the chance to hear this. And I do a show as well as this Saturday morning show. I'm also on Tuesday mornings at the moment, so I might well give this song a spin then. But I'm going to play it for you, Queen of England, and thank you for coming on and chatting to me.
Thank you very much.
She walks where she wants, 'cause she's the Queen of England.
Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.